every Arizona homeowner's best friend for 30 years.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House.
Well, I'm riding along, singing the same old cowboy song.
Well, good morning, Arizona homeowners. Thanks again for tuning in to your weekend wake-up call. It's Rosie on the House. It's a 30-year tradition. I'm honored and humbled that y'all been tuning in for that long, and we appreciate it. We show up every single Saturday morning to do one thing, to do our best to try and become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We've got about 10 hours of programming content crammed into a four-hour show this morning. You're not going to want to miss 1 minute of it. Of course, in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be drilling down deep on one particular topic. 9 o'clock hour is for those of you that have got a project going on around your house. You want to call in and get some tips and tricks of the trade, just give us a ring. That's a perfect opportunity. It's the open line hour. 8 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about, of course, outdoor living, gardening, hedge trimming, tree trimming, fertilizing, and whatnot. But here in the 7 o'clock hour, it's our Arizona people, places, and events. And in studio this morning, actually, we're not in studio. I'm playing a little hooky. I'm down at 3244 East Thomas Road.
Yes.
North side of the street, Arizona Hiking Shack, with the owner and manager, Dale Stewart. But the boss isn't here just right now. Miss Irene taking it easy this morning.
She'll be in shortly.
Okay. All right. Well, Dale, we've just walked into the front door of Arizona Hiking Shack. Now, y'all have been at this location for how long?
About 5 years, 2011.
Because I always knew you up on Cave Creek Road. Y'all were there for a long time.
Since 1972.
Yeah, man. That was a lot closer to the house, so I was in a lot more often when y'all were up there. But an Arizona adventure toy store.
And then some. Oh, yes. Rafting, kayaking, hiking, backpacking, bicycling.
I mean, how do you get into a gig like this? This isn't really even a job.
No, it's not. It's actually a life adventure. What a great way to get through life is kayaking, climbing, backpacking.
Talk a little bit about what got you here. I mean, were you involved in the store up on Cave Creek? Was that your store there?
That was Vic Ranzoni. He was a prospector. He drugged me into prospecting. It was one of these, you get one, I get six, you get one. And so he drugged me into prospecting. It was such an awesome adventure. Arizona's so full of gold and places to go for prospecting as well. And I was a climber at the time, backpacker. And so I was set up a friendship with him, and he taught me all about prospecting. And in the meantime, I started working with him as a rug rat.
Well, let's walk over to this part of the store over here, because you've got some prospecting equipment over here. And I do a lot of hiking throughout Arizona, and I come across shafts. And it just always kind of befuddles me. Okay, what did this prospector pulling this burrow 150 years ago see in this rock formation that made him want to start digging a hole with his bare hands?
Well, gold is a very specific product that has got a lot of density, a lot of weight. It's twice as heavy as lead. So it falls out in very specific places in rivers and creeks and the like. And it starts from quartz veins and the like. And so as the erosion continues, gold winds up in our creeks, the Bradshaws, Prescott's up around Tucson. Lots of color in Arizona.
And I know a couple of guys that kind of head up to the Wickenburg area and do a bit of dry sand gold prospecting in the Haciampa and whatnot.
You bet. Dry washing is a fun adventure, and it's a different way to do it. You do with big blowers and shaker tables, and you separate the material out from the gold, and you get down to your finds and start prospecting. And when you start panning it out, it shows up in your pan as yellow.
Now, can I just rent all this equipment from you and pull off into the Haciampa and start prospecting?
No, there's a few laws in the land that you got to abide by. Come on in. We can get you started, pointing in the right direction. There's a lot of different clubs around that we can get you into that really knows their craft. That'll help you succeed.
So you've got the dry system here.
Yeah, there's dredges, which is works out of the rivers and the creeks and the lakes, and then we have dry washing. We also have metal detecting, and there's a lot of ways to extract color out of the desert.
I've never done it.
Well, you should try it. It's once you hit gold, you'll...
It must be very addicting.
Gold fever.
I would imagine. And so this looks like almost like a little barbecue unit over here with a hand crank on it. What
it
do
is
that going on here?
Well, this sets up as a washer, and you pump water into it. At the same time, you pour materials, and as you rotate the barrel, it'll separate out the gravel from the gold and drop the gold down into a pin, and you get it down to a refinement of being able to pan it and classify it and extract your gold.
And the prospecting you've done, Dale, you find it's a two-person operation, generally speaking? Or?
It's great as a single person, but it's even better as a family. When you get out there and you start finding color together, it's pretty amazing.
Now, the closest I've come to gold prospecting is a hobby I started with my grandkids, geocaching. Now, that's a hoot.
That's a hoot. Yeah, now you need to learn a little more about navigation.
We have a ball. We've got kids located all over the country, actually, in Europe as well, and we send them little geocache pennants and whatnot to store, and then you register them, and you can track how they're being moved through the country and all the way across the globe. The kids just love it. It's just another one of those activities that just begs for you to get outside.
Yeah, get outside. Arizona is one of the best states in the union. It's one of the largest territories compared to other states. We have some amazing peaks, valleys, the White Mountains, Flagstaff, goes on and on, Slot Canyons.
So you meet this prospector, and he owns the store up on Cave Creek Road, and you just end up going to work for him in the shop?
Yeah, I was in the 70s. I was just in high school still and just needed a daytime job so I could get a little money to go climb. And then, of course, in those days, climbing was you could do it out in McDowell's and the Prescott. There's a Camelback.
Pinnacle Peak.
Oh, it's just, it's just
Praying Monk.
Yeah, it's all over.
Can you still climb the Monk?
Oh, absolutely, The Monk, Petrick's Chimney, the Headwall, all those routes are very easily accessible. If you're going to climb, you ought to take a class or get a lesson. Arizona Mountaineering Club is one of the best organizations around the state, for instance, and we can give you information on how to contact them. They have a class coming up in March. It's a beginner's class. So we're a good connection for folks trying to get educated to do it the right way and be safe out in the wilderness. So come and check us out. We'd be real happy to point you in the right directions.
That's awesome. And I did a little bit of climbing back in high school myself, and we did Pinnacle Peak every New Year's.
Pinnacle Peak is such a fun place to go climb. It's hard granite, unlike Camelback, which is a little bit more of a mud ball, as we call it. So, but climbing is a great sport to get into.
Now, can you climb Weaver's Needle?
Yes, you can. Yeah, there's a couple of routes up Weaver's Needle. It's a little rock, rockier, loose stuff. It's
crumbly,
a little more wilderness climbing, but absolutely, it's a fun adventure. You can get up there in a day and back by dark.
Okay, well, that's not one I've done, so I'll have to try and think about tackling that.
Oh, I don't know. There's much funner places to go. Like, let's go to the river, the Grand Canyon. Let's get on a raft. Let's do some camping.
Now, the canyon's just one of those places. Dale, you've been here in Arizona a long time. I've been here since the mid-60s. It's amazing when you talk to somebody that's been here 5 years, 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, and they haven't even taken the drive up.
Yeah, you know, we have one of the seven wonders in the world in our own backyard. The Grand Canyon runs almost 260 miles from end to end, and it's not the largest canyon on planet Earth, but it's one of the most amazing. 2 billion years at the bottom and about 300 million at the top. So when you start looking at the geology and you really get into what makes up our crust on Mother Earth here, it's pretty amazing.
See, I got to start going to the canyon with guys like you. I accidentally got hooked up with a bunch of wacko nuts that they just like running across it, rim to rim, as fast as they can. And
well, tell them you'll meet them on the other side and you're riding a mule. That's the best way to see the Grand Canyon, is on top of a sure-footed mule going down. You get nothing but visuals coming and going.
Now, going down South Kaibab, there's a couple places I'm even a little shaky on my own feet. You know, you're looking over the edge and you hit Skeleton Point, a big wind gust, sand blowing in your face and whatnot, and you're tired, you're exhausted, and you think, Yeah, I like being on my own feet. I'm not sure I feel comfortable. And I ride horses, but some of those places, some of those exposures on that trail are really hair-raising.
Well, it's just that. It's the Grand Canyon. It's steep. It's difficult to get in and out. Don't take it lightly. It is a challenge, and some of those trails get real close to the steep side of life. But that's what makes the Grand Canyon the Grand Canyon. Yeah. It's an adventure, and it's getting off the sidewalk. Just plan well, prepare well, and have fun. And take pictures along the way.
Well, as an experienced canyoneer at the Grand Canyon, I do a lot of training, and I've done it about 8 years now, and I think I've about decided there's no training for the Grand Canyon other than doing the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Well, Humphreys Peak is a good one. If you can start getting up and down Humphreys Peak, Mount Baldy in the White Mountains, South Mountain Trails, even Piascua, you'll start getting in pretty good shape. But, yeah, there's nothing like the Grand Canyon. It's real deceiving. It's all downhill to start, and, it eventually turns up.
Oh, man, it's the easy way in, and it's the hard way out. And people get down there and think, well, this was nothing. And then they turn around, and, boy, by the time you meet them back up at the top,
they're whooped.
Well, I do a lot in the McDowells. Like, I'll go from Sunrise Peak Trailhead to Tom's Thumb and cross that whole traverse there, and then the next day I'll get up and then I'll do Tom's Thumb back to Sunrise Peak. And when I can do that and feel like I'm not aching too bad, I feel like, okay, well, I'm about ready.
Yeah, the Thompson Peak, that Thumb Butte up there, the whole McDowell range there is a really beautiful desert experience.
The McDowell Mountain Trail System is really, really, I think, some of the prettier trails in the whole urban area.
Well, they put a lot of time and attention. I was back out there in the 60s and 70s, and it's a much more organized trail system than it was then.
It sure is. Yeah, back in the old days, you could find those old veteran homesteads out there with concrete slabs in the fireplaces. Remember those?
Well, yeah, and the goats. You could still see goats wandering around the sides of the cliffs.
That's right. We're here with Dale Stewart, the owner of the Arizona Hiking Shack, 3244 Thomas Road. It's just one of those little outdoor adventure toy stores. If you haven't been in, you got to get here and take a look at everything he's got. We're going to be talking more. We're walking through the store. We've been through the prospecting section. We talked a little bit about rock climbing. We got a lot more to look at. Get you excited about getting outside.